Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello everyone and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 15th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today, I have two people. I have one person on the screen right now, but they're going to switch back and forth, so that's how it's going to work. I've got Amon with me. How you doing, Amon?
Hi, everyone. Hi, Taryn. I'm great. Hope everyone's having a good morning. It's hump day. It's also the day that a lot of things don't really seem to pop off in the Big Brother house, but it's all exciting, still the same.
And
there
it goes. Also with me today, Matt Ligori. How you doing, Matt?
I'm great. I'm very happy it's Wednesday because I've been waiting to see this OTEV comp all week now because we've been hearing so much about it. So I'm glad it's finally Wednesday. We'll see the comp tonight and we can see live in action the disastrous attempt that Faute made to win a veto.
Yes, and we apologize. Amon's connection is unfortunately it's being hacked by Haley and Casey. So luckily we have two people here, but if Amon's connection continues to not work, we'll get him on another day. But we'll see how this goes.
Blame the hacker.
Yes.
This is so sad. I blame Haley and I blame Casey.
Yes,
thanks so much.
Definitely.
I mean, I know that Haley couldn't get her way this past week, so why take it out on me? Whatever.
All right, so let's talk about what happened on the Big Brother 20 live feeds yesterday. We had a bit of a slower day. Basically, you know, it's a lot of the same. A lot of just like Haley and Rockstar thinking they have the votes when they don't actually have the votes, and you know, so this is what's going to happen. Matt is tweeting right now, trolling me. This is going to be a shorter update today. I see you, Matt.
Every single time that you say that, I listen to it and then I check the time in the feed. And what do you know? It's an hour and 20 minutes of an update.
For the record, I said it was a slower day, not that it would be a shorter update. Although I do think there's a chance this one's short. And look, I prefaced
it last
time. I'm
talking about every other day where you always say it's going to be shorter.
Well, it's not my fault when Brent comes on the podcast and makes it an hour and a half. Look, if it was just me, it would have been like,
I mean, to be fair, like that turned into like a mini round table on Monday night or Monday morning. So I don't know. Is it an update? Is it a round table? It's fine.
Sometimes there are things to talk about. Not too many things to talk about today, though, I think.
All right. You think? Okay.
All right.
Anyway,
let's talk. Rockstar and Sam had a conversation early in the day. Rockstar is explaining her final six. We've got a final six, Sam. And Sam's like, okay. And she's like, oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so here's what we got to do. You got to play the game. We're going to get rid of some people. We're going to do some things. You got to do this. We got to do this. And Sam's like, okay. And that was basically that conversation. This whole Rockstar and Sam dynamic, like Rockstar trying to like turn her personal relationship with Sam into a game relationship is all kinds of messy and not very effective, Amon.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, yeah, it's ineffective is the perfect word. And what was so interesting was like when she got put up on the block by the hacker, and then she's all of a sudden like, you know what? Well, I'm done with being put on the block. I'm here to play, so let's play. But at the same time, Rockstar, like, as much as you feel like you've been playing and that you've been like a really effective person in this game, you haven't really done jack. So for you to then try and maneuver your way off the block after being put up on the block because you're so expendable, it's sort of sad to watch because it's like you're not going to get what you want. But I mean, I still commend her because, like I said, like BB19 has been horrible and we've seen so many people just go up on the block and accept their fate. So at least, at the very least, she seems to be trying to get off the block or get the votes for her to stay.
Yeah, it's very much like she is a fan of the show, right? So like, so she right. she thinks like, oh well, people, you know, you're supposed to try, and so like she's like trying, but she's not. She doesn't understand how the game works. She still right. she still doesn't understand how the game works. Where it's like she's never tried to make actual personal connections and relationships with people outside mm-hmm. of her own group, and the only people that she has are people like Scotty and Brett who have come to her and formed relationships with her, but she does not branch out, and like so she thinks like playing the game and trying to stay is like going up to people and making pitches, because that's what she sees on the edit of the show, and I don't think she realizes that like this game is about relationships and mm-hmm. and you know, like actually, like yeah, sure, she is better than the Big Brother 19 people who did not campaign, but she still has no concept of what this game is, Matt.
Right. I mean, you guys gave her a one last night on the round table, and she's the first person this season to get a one. That's completely deserved at this point. She's just been not sleeping through the first half of the game, but just not playing it. And, it goes without saying that she hasn't made anything happen. She's I don't know if someone said this yesterday or if it was on Twitter that someone was saying that she hasn't been a part of the season. Like if you take away her role in every single thing that's happened, her votes, if you take away her her role like playing in the competitions, like she has had zero effect on this entire season, and that's just insane. Like the whole fact that she hasn't cast a single vote the correct way once, and she's about to be evicted without having cast a vote the correct way, is just insane to me. So now that she's having all these conversations with JC and with Brett and whoever, you know, she's talking to, it's like, you haven't talked to me at once in the first entire half of this game, and now you're coming to me with this pitch. Like, okay, I'll listen to you. And then as soon as she walks away, JC's, you know, talking to Fessy, and he's like, how am I supposed to believe this girl? Like, what am I supposed to do with this? This is really nothing that I can work with.
Yes. Tyler's going to do some jury management here with Rockstar. Of course, like this, I wish this wasn't happening. I wish it wasn't you. It has nothing to do with you. You're a great person. I love you. You're a great mother. You bang pots and pans really well. You have great songs about micro penises. Tyler doing actual jury management as opposed to his allies, which we'll talk about in just a bit, who are going to be doing the opposite here with Rockstar. Rockstar not going to be happy when she leaves on tomorrow night.
Wow. Tomorrow.
Wow. Look at that.
Yeah.
It almost feels like they just collectively decided that like the entire group of them are not going to get her jury vote, which I guess if all of them decide that at the same time, that they're just going to all be awful to her on the way out, or not awful, but they're not going to give her any kind of care on her way out, then it's like, all right, well, if we're all like this, then what's the difference? And I mean, Angela hasn't expressed once that she's worried about jury votes. We saw Brett's goodbye message last week, so like I think he cares more than he's actually like showing us. But they're all just like, all right, let's just make this as fun as possible for us on the way out, which is great for us watching, but not great for them. But it's just one vote, so I'm not too worried about any of them.
And I also feel like in the end, like, I mean, because juries are ever evolving. So we know that like weeks from now, people's opinions are going to change once they start seeing the little edited clips of what's been going on in the house and how well somebody might be playing. And so I'm not, like you said, I'm not really that concerned about like all the little Mr. and Mrs. Smith jokes and all that stuff that they plan on saying to her as they go out the door. But I do think that like Tyler being one of the few people that is like coming up to her being like, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. And like this really, I feel like that should be like a clue to her, like that she might be more in danger than she thinks. But as we've said, she's been pretty sedentary this entire game. So, I mean, I guess you really can't expect a rock to have an intuition after being a rock for a long time. So...
Rocky Rockstar. Yes. I mean, she does, when she tells Scotty about this conversation, she's like, Tyler's so stupid. He didn't take my offer. My offer of safety. And Scotty's like, But why is he saying those things? Does he must feel like he has Brett and JC. Like otherwise,
thank you, Scotty.
Why would he be saying that? But then they come back around. They're like, nah, but he doesn't. He might think that he does, but clearly he doesn't. So, you know, again, like, maybe, Scotty clearing the very low bar of being the most perceptive person on that side.
It's just the entire side, like that whole group doesn't like, you know, goes without saying that they don't know that level six is a thing. They don't know that that group is together at all. So they just look at it right now as Angela and Casey, that are two people off on their own, kind of have Tyler in as a third, but they think Tyler's just a puppy dog following them. So it's just like this cycle that they just keep going through yesterday and the day before, where it's just like this like 4-step process where it's just like they talk to JC and Sam and they're like, do we have your vote? Do we not have your vote? Yeah, you okay, we have your vote. And then none of them feel good about the conversations. I'm talking about like Haley and Rockstar and Fessy. And then they talk to each other and they're like, did your taco better than maybe mine did? Because I feel okay, but do you feel better? Because maybe you had a better conversation. And then they're like, who knows? And then they start to wonder, oh well, why did the other side feel so comfortable? Like they look fine, like they all look like nothing's worrying them or whatever. And it just like repeats over and over and over again, like continuously. Like if you read like a consistent feed of updates, that's exactly what it is every hour. It's just the exact same thing over and over again, and they just don't, you know, it's Faute. So are we expecting them to come around and figure this out by tomorrow night? Of course not, but it's just so repetitive.
I mean, I've voiced everyone's opinions that are like this, that are just so incredulous at the fact that they cannot seem to figure it out. And as Taryn just said at the beginning, like, it's about the relationships that you form. And there's a reason that Bessel, Haley, Rockstar, you all are together all the time, because you guys are working together. So there's an exact same reason that everybody else on the other side of the house is together. It's because they are working together. I hate to like say this about House Kiss because I know that we're pretty omnipotent, so we can see everything, but I don't understand how it's not crystal clear at this point, especially as the numbers begin to dwindle and you continuously get blindsided. It has to be the same people that are blindsiding you. It can't be anybody else. It can't be the people that you're working with, because you're all like,
Well, that's where I give the credit to level six, and especially Brett this week is where I feel better about giving credit to, because he's just put in so much work ever since that where Tyler took the veto from him, and he was like, he turned that brief moment of like actually maybe being angry into like, actually this is something I can work with. And now we're in a completely different dynamic in this house where they actually feel like Brett is not with them. And then, you know, like I said before, like they are looking at Casey and Angela as the two, with Tyler kind of there, but it's just like Brett completely destroyed the idea of that side being a like a tight unit. You know, they lost Winston, they lost Rachel, and they were like, well, we thought that you guys were still something together, but Brett has just been out on his own on an island, and he's been spending so much time with Haley and with Scotty, whoever it is on that side, that they are just completely in the dark.
Yeah, I think if you had asked us a couple weeks ago, if you told us a couple weeks ago, hey, you know, in a couple weeks, we're, you know, first of all, Bailey is going to expose her power and then leave the house because she gets voted out. Brett is going to be on the Faute side pretending, and they're going to trust him. And Rockstar is going to genuinely feel like he's one of the more solid votes that she has to stay in the house. They're all going to think Tyler's in a showmance with Angela. We would have been like, what? No, it's insane. What are you talking about?
Brett's best friend Rockstar, the two of them are actually like a close alliance. Like, who would have ever thought?
Brett and Rockstar may actually have a final two. That would also, I think, surprise us. It's crazy. It's nuts. And anytime the Faute people get a hint of maybe, wait, why something seems a little bit off, instead of going, maybe they do have the votes, they go, well, maybe they think they have the votes. And that's like, they refuse to allow themselves to feel like they may actually lose. And I really feel like that's one of the reasons that they can't wrap their heads around the fact that this is not going to go well for them.
They're just, I mean, when it comes down to it, I don't think this is a hot take, but they're just not good players. And like, is that the coldest take that we've had all week? Probably. But like, when you see someone like Brett or like Tyler put this plan into action, when the two of them are talking together about, all right, well, Brett, I'm going to, you know, Brett, you're going to go over there now and get in with them. And he actually puts in the work, he puts in the time, and it seems genuine because Brett is doing well. But then you have someone like Haley and Rockstar where they're talking to each other about what they need to do, but when they actually go put it into action, they have a conversation with somebody, it's really bad, it's really not genuine, nobody believes what they're saying, and then within like 5 minutes they come back together in the HOH room and it's like, all right, good job making that really, really brief pitch, like everyone definitely believes everything that just came out of your mouth. It's just really, really bad.
It sort of reminds me a little bit of BB Can 3 when, except that it actually ended up working out in their favor, but when Sarah and Brittany were just like on the complete down and out, and they were like, we need something that's going to help us. We need like a power from Canada. And I feel like Haley and Fessel, and like they all have like this thing in their head where it's like, things have to eventually, it has to turn around in our favor at some point because we've been on the wrong side. So something has to go right. I think the energy behind Haley finally winning an HOH was like, they're, oh my goodness, this is it. This is the time that the tides turn. And it's like, no, there's the hacker comp that completely threw off your HOH. And there's a complete possibility that you guys might still end up on the wrong side. But
so you're saying we didn't have have-nots this week because they're putting a secret veto in the floor or in one of the headlights and then it's going to rise up and just get handed to Haley and Fessy?
Maybe that's exactly what they think. Somewhere in their mind, I don't know. It's just so, it's baffling and it's hard to watch. It really is. Because they are likable people. They're rootable
and they
people.
Still have fans.
These they
people
do.
Still have fans, Brent.
Yes. Well, I think Brent overrepresents them sometimes, but yes. So, all right, let's move on. Scotty talks to Haley. Scotty thinks that they should put Angela and Tyler on the block next to each other next week. Obviously, Scotty's coming from a perspective that Casey is gone from the house. We know that Scotty's ideal situation was to take out Angela in order to separate Tyler and Casey. So with Casey gone, he feels like Angela and Tyler should be on the block together. And maybe Tyler is the bigger threat if the two of them stay on the block. Scotty, even though he is snowed by Tyler, still one of the few people that thinks Tyler should leave, because later on, Rockstar and Haley are going to talk about, like, well, Tyler's easily manipulated. He's easily molded. Maybe we would want Angela out over Tyler. But all of this is likely to change anyway once Casey stays in the house. Not only is Brett going to be exposed or should be exposed to some extent, but JC should be exposed to some extent, and Casey will still be in the house. So, despite these plans, I think that we're looking at something that's a bit more nebulous here, Matt.
Yeah, and it's... This whole week, like we've been saying, Haley and Rockstar is going to be gone, but Haley and Fessy or whoever, they just don't feel 100% sure about having Brett's votes or having JC's vote. Like, they want to believe that they do, but you know that in the back of Haley's mind, like, even though she doesn't want to admit it, she feels like there's something that's there that she might not have this vote. So when it does turn around and maybe like an hour before the eviction, Brett goes to her and says, if he does decide to do this, like if he decides to keep his vote secret and then play it off like he actually did keep Rockstar, that's a whole different story. But I feel like if he does go to Haley before the eviction and say, listen, like, I just can't do this with Rockstar. I feel much better with Casey. I'm sorry about it, but I'm going to have to send Rockstar home. I feel like in a way she's going to understand. Like, she's not going to be happy. She's going to threaten to self-evict and all this stuff again, but she's going to understand.
Yeah, I would like to see Brett maintain his cover to some extent. Like, oh, what happened? I either I didn't vote that way, or like, oh, something flipped the last minute. Like, oh crap, it was JC's fault. Yeah. But I think that we're probably going to see Brett, run to the door and give Rockstar some kind of like in your face, like get out of here, make fun of her on her way out, and then you just know that Scotty is going to have a moment. I knew it! He's got the mist! He's so charismatic! Oh no! We've all been fooled! And then it's gonna, Brett's gonna be a target again. I think that's what's gonna happen.
I mean, they hate Angela and Casey right now, or at least Angela, like Haley and Fessy. Plus, when you're looking at it next week for like who's likely to win the HOH, who's competing on that side? Fessy and Scotty versus the entire house. So,
yeah,
doesn't matter. I don't know. It definitely could because, you know, Scotty's no slouch in competitions, but
yes,
I'm still shook from that impression.
I'm interested to see what kind of comp it'll be. Like if it's a mental comp, then maybe Scotty has more of a chance. If it's another physical comp, then I don't know. It seems like it might be leaning more towards the level six side once again. But I mean, only time will tell, I guess, at this point.
I would think it might be endurance this week because we've had to have two comps in a row of like something short so they can fit it into the Thursday night episode. But this comp is going to be on the Sunday episode now that we don't have a hacker. So I feel like they'll have something a little bit more big and elaborate, I hope.
Yeah, they usually do endurance after a twist ends. The hacker twist is ending. It's been a few weeks now since the first endurance competition. Obviously, if they're going to want to do some kind of double eviction in the coming few weeks, they can't do an endurance on one of those. So I am also expecting an endurance competition. I was thinking it could be like the slip and slide. It could be the egg through the wire. It could be.
It's just that's not fun to watch ever.
No, like, no. And the freaking chicken noises. Oh my God. It just skeeves me. God.
When they're rolling, they had the one where they rolled the egg down the ramp and then they had to like shoot it into things. And I was like, all right, thanks for trying to add something compelling here. And for like that half a second, when you're trying to see if they're going to make it or not. It's not a good comp.
Why do you need eggs? What is the obsession with eggs? I don't know.
There's someone in production with these, comp teams that just really likes that comp.
It could also be the spinny one where they're up on the like the little swings and they get spun and smacked into things.
I like that one.
Not
eggs.
I'm kind of feeling the slip and slide. I feel like that's a pretty classic one.
If we don't get the slip and slide while JC's still in the house, we're missing out.
Yeah. I do think that Scotty and Fessy would have a good shot at the slip and slide. Fessy, it's hit or miss, you know, like whether or not it's a very athletic competition, but it's also about technique and balance. And
he's a big guy.
He is a big guy.
No, the bigger they are.
It's true. But he's also like he was on American Ninja Warrior. He's a football player. Like he should have some level of balance and technique to his athleticism. That's one that I think could go any way. And I think that would be one that Scotty and Fessy. One of them at least should be good at that one, whereas I think Tyler is one of the few people on the other side that could do well. Angela might be another one, but Angela hasn't really proven herself to be super great at these competitions. And I think Casey also has a chance to be good. She was definitely good in the ball rolling competition, but it's
and you
very...
also have to remember that these. I'm sorry, I totally cut you off. No, that some of these comps have like the like you can take a prize instead, like take $5,000 instead. So someone's gonna go for that one. I don't know who, if it's gonna be a level sixer or if it's gonna be like JC, but someone's JC going would. For that. Yeah,
because I think JC would take one look at that competition, and go, nope. Not going to happen. Might as well go for the money. Haley was actually talking about it. She said she would go for the money, but obviously if it was this week, she wouldn't be playing. So there you go. Maybe Vegas will tell us soon.
Good old Vegas.
I like how every time we talk about Vegas, you say Vegas is spoiler as Vegas if there's spoiler. Another Vegas.
Well, it's because like people still ask me like who's this Vegas person? I'm like Vegas the spoiler. That's how you know. All right. So they are talking, Haley and Scotty, they're talking about, they want to go to the, at least final seven with Brett. They feel very good with Brett. They want Sam out. They want JC out before Brett. They feel good about him. Rockstar is going to join them, start going over her eviction speech. She wants to expose Tyler and Angela's final two. And then Brett is going to join them and also help with Rockstar's eviction speech. He's giving her advice on what to say. He's like, so who are we trying to target here? And she's like, oh, Angela. We want Angela out. Okay, good. Well, in that case, what you should say is, do you want to empower Angela Or do you want to empower yourself by keeping me in this game? Just giving her some terrible lines and intentionally trying to troll her with the speeches. This is hilarious. It's too much, Amon.
The fact that she's like, ooh, yeah, I like that. That's a good one. Has he become like the eviction speech consultant of the season? Like, if you want a good eviction speech, call 1-800-BRETT. Like, I'm just like... And the fact that he's going to go run back and tell him, I'm happy with the evolution of Brett. I really, really am. But this also just makes me like him a lot more. So it makes me want to root for him. And I'm not sure if this is the best way for him, as we said before, to, you know, garner jury votes and, you know, endear himself with the other side, especially as he's sending them out the door. So.
Yeah, I just saw Angie's comment in the chat, which is so funny. Imagine if Casey stood up to give her eviction speech and it was Rockstar speech because Brett is feeding all of this back to Casey and Angela. So imagine if Casey just stood up and was like, just put out this entire speech that Rockstar was about to give and Rockstar just the look on her face.
That would be so good. They would totally do it too if they thought of it.
What if they thought about that? Yes.
That's so good.
Bitch stole my speech.
And she would still have no idea.
She'd
how they knew.
Stand up there and she'd be like, so
I can't believe 4 weeks after my daughter's birthday, you would steal my speech like this.
Oh man. Oh, I really want that to happen. Somebody needs to fly a banner plane. Get the megaphone out. I've never advocated that before. All right, so Brett is then going to go to Tyler and Angela and tell them about this. I'm helping her with her speech. Do you guys want me to get anything in there? Do you guys want me to get anything in Rockstar's speech? Tyler's like, oh, tell her that that me and Angela are related or something. They're just having fun with it.
Make her say level 6. Like, make her say the word somehow.
Yes, this is what, like, they're running so many circles around these people that they're literally just playing with them at this point and providing as much entertainment as they can for such a slow day. Brett also,
like, they literally have like the dolls of all the Faute people and they're just like putting them in the arena in front of them and just having them dance in front of it's great.
Yes, it's fantastic. Brett is going to tell him about his secret final two with Rockstar. She named it the Mr. and Mrs. Smith Alliance, and Brett finds this hilarious because they have sex a lot in that movie.
Yeah, and that's what happens in the house.
Yeah.
Vision really needed at 10:43 in the morning. All right.
Hey, you know, Rockstar, she knew about his micro penis. How does she know about it? Yeah. Angela wants to know, hey, can I use that in my goodbye message? The Mr. and Mrs. Smith thing? And Brett's like, yeah, sure. She's going to be so pissed about that. And it's going to be great. Yeah.
She's about to walk up in a jury with Bailey and just be, you know, like, oh, girl, let me tell you, what's the tea? These bitches are so disgusting. Like, it's going to be, I'm excited for the fallout.
But you know what's funny? Like, I agree with what Taryn was saying last night on the round table. And I think Brett was agreeing about how, you know, the audience that voted in Taryn's poll was saying that Rockstar is like the third most likely to get Bailey's vote. I also disagree with that. I feel like Bailey didn't really like Rockstar that much. And I feel like, going into the house, I would not be surprised if we get a jury segment in a couple of weeks where Bailey's like, oh, Rockstar's here and now I have to deal with her, just yep. The two of us.
Yeah, like, definitely.
This week started off with when Haley became HOH and she was like, Rockstar, I feel like we need to split up a little bit and you need to spend some time with like other people. And I'm like, Haley, like, I know that's not a game move. Like, I know you just wanted to take some space away from her. Like, Haley's been in this house for how many days now? And she's been spending every minute of it with a mom. Like, and I'm not saying that's bad, it's just, you know, it's like she's a 21-year-old girl, and there's like all these other young people in the house that she probably would love to hang out with. And that's why I feel like when Rockstar goes, it won't be the end of the world for Haley. She can actually integrate with people who are her own age. Meanwhile, Rockstar is just latching onto her every single minute of the day. And this week, like I said, she was like, Rockstar, I feel like we need to distance ourselves a little bit. And she's like, well, who am I supposed to hang out with then? So good luck Haley when she shows up at the jury house. Good luck.
Poor Haley spends most of her time with a mom, and the other guy she hangs out with tells her not to hang out with the other people. I think that Rockstar is the person Bailey wants to see the least in the jury house, apart from maybe JC. She's going to be very annoyed about that. Amon, how many real cutes do you think we're gonna get on Thursday night from Rockstar?
I don't know if she's even going to blow up the way that she did the last time, because of the fact that I think that she's just going to be sort of so out of the moment and in shock that we might get a little bit. We probably might see a little bit more with Julie. But I feel like in the meantime, like as she's walking out the door, she's going to be like, I can't believe this. Like she'll hug whoever she needs to hug and then be out. But I mean, as far as with Julie, she'll probably be like, especially if they play his goodbye message, like she's going to, that's cute meter is going to probably go through the roof.
I'm expecting at least one, but hopefully two, with both Brett and Angela after their goodbye message. I'm expecting Julie's going to be like, well, I guess she doesn't respond individually to each one. So unless she talks during it, we might only get one, but Julie's going to go, so what do you think? Oh, real cute, Brett. Real cute.
Oh, yeah. Julie's been digging in the knife this season, too, so it's only going to egg her on.
Yes. Disgusting. they do talk all about how they won't have her jury vote. We talked about this a little bit. It's almost like a prisoner's dilemma a little bit, where it's like they've all agreed we're all going to be mean to her and we're none of us are going to like get her jury vote, except the deviancy is I'm going to secretly be nice to her. And the only like positive to this is that you get to, you know, make fun of somebody and make good TV. And so Angela and Brett, I believe, are fully falling for this. Tyler, we'll see. Obviously, there's a chance that he has a mean goodbye message. But given his conversation with Rockstar earlier, I feel like Tyler in this conversation is just like, yeah, I'm totally not going to get a vote. Just like you guys, I'm also going to leave a very mean goodbye message. That's definitely what I'm going to do. You guys must not have watched last season, but I know I did. There you go. Amon, how intentional do you think this is on Tyler's part?
If it wasn't at first, it's definitely going to start becoming a strategy. It sort of like reminds me of like the thing with Derek and Victoria, where Derek told the rest of his alliance, like, no matter what, if any of you takes Victoria to the end, we're never going to vote for you. It's sort of like, you know, just if anybody decides to be nice to this person, like, we all have to, it's all in or nothing. We all have to be mean. That way, when it comes down to the end, it's really about who played the better game. And it's like, that could work, especially if you're dealing with people like Brett or Angela that like to, and the thing is, with Brett, I kind of understand it because it's sort of like his shtick, his personality. With Angela, my jaw is still on the floor for the way that she treated Angela or Rachel on her way out the door. So it's definitely a viable strategy on Tyler's part.
Yeah, Tyler's been noticeably trying, at least, to make Rockstar feel a little bit better about him. Like, she knows he's not keeping her, I think. But he, you know, he's been talking to her and saying, like, listen, like, this isn't because I don't like you. I really feel bad that this is you. I'm sorry. I hate that this is happening to you. But what was I supposed to do? You know what Haley did to me last week. I couldn't just forget about that and you know, try to pretend, you know, that didn't happen. I'm sorry. So he's trying to massage her a little bit. And I feel like, you know, that's something that she will remember when she gets out of the house, especially if his goodbye message isn't awful. So, you know, point for Tyler compared to the rest of his alliance with this eviction here.
Yes. So that'll be interesting to watch. Fessy has a conversation with JC. JC is going to talk about where his vote is. Fessy wants to know. JC's like, it's too early in the week. I haven't decided yet. I don't want to say anything. I don't want my vote to get canceled. He's also insinuating in this conversation, I know more than people think I do. I've heard some things. I know people are saying things about people being sketchy, people with votes. I know more than they think. I don't understand why I'm being called sketchy when this whole stupid alliance is a mess, a garbage fire in the first place. Because seriously, this whole thing is a joke. Bailey, she's telling Rachel about her power, none of us. Haley, not telling anyone that she's the hacker, totally screwing it up. I tried to tell Haley you should put Sam up on the block. If Sam was up on the block, guess who'd be going home? It'd be Sam and not Rockstar. Why does nobody listen to me, says JC. They're all sketchy and they're all calling me sketchy. It's their fault. It's their fault. And he's also annoyed at Rockstar for just following people around and being a terrible campaigner.
She's doing so bad.
Yes.
I know, it's so awkward, like, when she's fighting for her life, but it's bad, there's like, I don't even know what to say.
The JC and Fessy dynamic, I think, into this next week, maybe the week after, if they're both still there, you know, it's been interesting the whole season because they've been on kind of opposite sides of the house, but they kind of meet in the middle, they protect each other in certain ways, they give each other information somewhat limited on JC's end, and you know, now that it's going to be only Fessy and Haley left from that side, I guess Scotty as well if you count him, but Fessy and Scotty don't even really have great trust with each other, which is why that side is such a mess, or one of the reasons why. So I think it'll be interesting to watch that going forward, because I don't feel great about the spot JC is in now that, you know, the sides aren't going to be too evened out after this week. It's a tough spot, but JC is not an idiot, and we underestimated him, or most of us underestimated him in the beginning of the season. We didn't think that he was going to be that much of a player. We've obviously been wrong about that. He knows what's going on in the house, and it's funny that he's trying to like kind of hint things to Fessy here and there, where he's just like, all right, so don't worry about me, like I'm okay, and Fessy's just like, how could you possibly know more information than me? Like that, or how could you know things? Because aren't we working together? It's messy.
I'm so confused about how you're not confused. It doesn't make any sense.
Right. The whole side is just so confused about how the other side is fine and no one seems confused and they're running in circles, but the other side is fine. But that's the frickin' story of the season.
Yes. I forgot to mention just another thing about Angela's jury management and just who Angela is as a person. When she was having this conversation with Brett and Tyler, they were talking about next week and how like, oh, Haley's going to know that we're coming for her. And Angela's version of like, oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to get under Haley's skin. I'm going to be so nice to her. It's going to be crazy. I'm going to be like, oh, do you want me to do your hair? Oh, let's do our nails together, Haley. Like that is Angela's version of like, the real secret weapon is being nice to people, because she's usually so mean.
She just likes to play with these little toys before she, kicks them out of the house. She tried to do the same thing with Bailey with the sleepover the night before they were going to put Bailey up on the block. And now she's doing the same thing because she knows that Haley's going to be one of the targets for them soon. So Angela's been having fun. She's like the spider that just wants to make this web as big as possible to catch all of her enemies inside of it and then just play with them and attack.
Yes.
It's honestly just it's a Regina George situation right now. And I feel like, I mean, we all know what happens to Regina George at the end of the movie. So it's probably not.
Honestly, I would be willing to put maybe like $2 on the fact that Taryn has never seen Mean Girls.
Yeah, didn't know what you were talking about.
There we go.
I was afraid you were referencing like something important, like politics or something, and that I didn't know what it was. I'm very glad that it was Mean Girls that I didn't know. I feel slightly less bad. All right.
Twitter mentions will not be great in a couple minutes.
Also, stupid Matt Liguori has to be on this podcast. He's the one who would know that I didn't know that and is willing to call
it. He really exposed you real quick, real good.
Everyone else would have just assumed I knew, Matt.
Well, I'm not letting you get away with that, sorry.
All right, so JC and Sam have a conversation. JC tells Sam, don't do what you did last week. That's so dangerous. Don't admit how you vote. So JC is trying to get Sam to not tell anyone how she voted, even after the vote. I have to imagine this is part of JC's plan to obfuscate like what happened here. The votes, because if Sam is openly saying I was one of the votes to keep Casey, it makes it more difficult to kind of like pin, you know, it narrows down the options for like who were the votes. So the less people that admit to their votes, the better. So JC is like, says, yes, don't tell him. They're talking about the votes. She's trying to ask him like, who are you going to vote to keep? He's like, Casey to keep, but I'll tell you tomorrow morning Thursday morning. And this is an interesting conversation, you know, between two people who are like, they don't usually have many conversations, Matt.
I just did that thing where I was reading something at the same time you were talking. I'm on all you.
I agree. It's interesting to me that Sam is the only one that people like seem to like just come to just to get her to do something. I mean, even in Tyler's sense, like he does the same thing for her. And it's like the response is always the same from her, no matter who it is, except Tyler, of course. Like, okay, all right. Well, I gotcha. I'll do whatever I need to do. Okay. And it's like, I mean, good on JC's part. If BB20 has taught us anything, it's like to control the vote, you have to confuse the vote. And it seems to be just over and over and over again. As long as people are confused about who is voting for who, then that allows you to go into the next week sort of on a new slate. Because then everybody's just like, okay, there's just too much to think about. We have to move forward. And I think that, you know, even as the numbers begin to dwindle, If they are still like confused about who voted for who, it'll partly be because of the fact that JC told Sam, do not say who you voted for. Now, whether or not Sam decides to do that, because Sam has been unraveling a little bit over the next few days, we'll see. But as of right now, it could work.
So yes. Are we going to have like future players in like BB21 where they go in and they just think that like they're going to have such an easy time because they're going to see the other side of the house that is just not very smart, and they're going to assume that they're as dumb as Faute is?
And I think so.
Trapped up in their own little like whatever.
I feel like every single time, like every time you see something, some kind of strategy employed in a previous season that really seems to do well, it crosses over into the next season, but only at like a watered down state. So people just feel like you have to do the bare minimum of last season to get the maximum results, and that's not the case. So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised next year if we see that happening.
Big Brother Canada 6 was so filled with people who were like so afraid of this season being a BB19. And that's a little bit gone into this season too. So I feel like the next couple of Big Brother seasons are going to be like, just don't be a Faute and we'll be all right. Like if we have a group, just do not be a Faute.
I hope that this is the season they show to new players for a while now.
Yes, because,
for too long it was Big Brother 12, Big Brother 16, and everyone was like, let's get into a big alliance and then just hold. Just hug each other. And this season is a huge mess of wonderfulness. And if this is what new recruits see as the norm for gameplay, where votes are up in the air, people vote whichever way they want. They're hinky votes left and right. You can hide how you vote. You can, you know, have all kinds of like side alliances and crazy stuff. And that's how you play the game. And that's how you're successful. Then to see that being rewarded by the edit and by the fans who are on team level 6, I think that's very, very good for the game moving forward. If this is the season they want to show to new players, and I really hope that they do, this should be the new standard. You hear that, production? No more BB12, no more BB16. This BB20, that's the one. Every 4 seasons.
I'm afraid that we're going to be in like BB26 and they're still going to be watching 16 and talking about Frankie on the feeds. Like,
yeah.
It just seems like that's never going to end.
Oh my God, that is so bleak.
We can dream.
That is so bleak. Oh my God.
All right. Finally, it wouldn't be a day of live feeds without a Haley and Fessy argument at the end of the night. They just wait until late at night to have their arguments. Fessy is actually going to break the sink in the HOH bathroom, not because of the argument, but because he's sitting on it and he's a big guy.
What? I missed this. When did this happen?
Oh, he broke the Angela. He broke the furniture.
Yeah, it's like a cabinet sink, and he's leaning back on it and then puts his foot up on the tub and like puts all of his weight onto it, and it breaks, it crumbles under him,
and they find a way to fight about it. Like, yes, like Haley's like, I didn't sit on it. Yes you did, I saw it. No, I just leaned on it. Like, would you guys stop?
They call him to the diary room. He's like, do you think they're gonna be mad at me? She's like, well, you shouldn't have sat on it. He's like, I didn't sit on it, I was just leaning. She's like, dude, you think they can't go back? There's literally cameras. They can see what you did. You can't hide the fact that you just sat on it. I saw you.
Oh yeah. That's
there's weird. Already a gif of it.
And then he got
on
Fessy, please come to the diary room. you're in trouble.
He destroyed that sink. Oh my God.
Yeah, he crashed it down.
Wow.
People were saying like, oh, give it to Caitlin. Have her put it back together.
Yeah, all right.
I'm sure she hasn't gotten over those jokes yet.
Yes. That happened. Actually, I can try and find the gif.
I know that Big Brother Daily BB Updates has one.
All right. I'll work on that. They also had an argument about, Fessy was like, well, so when we get out of the house, are you going to be like cuddling with dudes all the time and having them rub your back? And Haley was like, yeah, Fessy, I just invite guys to my bedroom and we cuddle and rub each other's backs. That's, you've nailed it. That's me. That's who I am. And Fessy's like,
well, what? I'm just asking, like, what's, am I not allowed to be upset about that?
She's like, no, I'm sorry that you are.
How is he 26 and she is 21? Somebody explain that to me. How is she so much more poised, mature, probably a little bit more intelligent than this 26-year-old man? Like, I don't understand it. Like, you think that she's honestly going to go outside in the house and just have all these people massaging her? You're living in a house with the same people 24/7. You're going to interact with those people. I'm sorry if that makes you upset. I'm sorry that we're here playing a game for $500,000 and I have to maintain a good relationship with more than one person other than you, Fessy, but that's just how it works. He's so infuriating sometimes. I just can't take it.
All right, here's the I believe you can see the gif here this is on Hamster Watch's Twitter. Fessy leaning on the sink cabinet and then just breaking it right off. There it is. Man, what a moment. All right, let me know if that didn't work, but I think it did. All right. So there we go. That's basically anything else you guys wanted to talk about.
I know I didn't want to talk about the Fessy and Haley stuff, so I'm glad that we brushed straight over that. It's just, I mean, every day.
It
it's
happens
so
every single night. It's,
yeah, it's like we could just keep working them into the updates, but like honestly, it's the same thing, just enough.
Mm-hmm.
If it ever becomes relevant to like gameplay itself, where they like decide to turn on each other, then maybe I'll be interested. But like for now, it's just stupid couple fighting that we just happen to have live feeds on, so we have to watch all of it or we have to hear about it.
Yes. Iman, anything you wanted to bring up before we wrap it up?
No, I'm good. It was a pretty slow day, so I'm really excited to see. I concur with Matt. I'm really excited to see how this veto plans out, especially since we know that Rockstar somehow ended up helping Tyler win the thing. So I want to see how that happened. But other than that, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, like, is it going to be as bad? Like, when we knew that the whole thing with NBB Can 6 with Will jumping off the wall in that final veto that he gave up in, we knew that that was going to be bad, and it was just as bad when we watched it. So I'm hoping that this is just as bad when we watch it as it sounds like it's been.
It'll just help. I hope it, like, kind of helps. I mean, not to say that I want to, like, rub it into Rockstar's fans, because I'm a fan of Rockstar, too, but I hope that this helps cement the fact that she's not good at the game, and you can finally stop with this. Rockstar, the true winner, BB20. No, honey. That's not how it works.
Yes. All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. I will, of course, be live tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens on the feeds today. We will be live tonight after the veto episode of Big Brother 20. Should be fun. And then, of course, tomorrow night after the live eviction for this week, we will probably almost definitely be seeing Rockstar go home in what will hopefully be a blindside, and then it'll be real cute. It'll be real cute. we did a good job here. Very slow day. Still got some great discussion. Mm-hmm. I'm glad I had the two of you on here with me.
And I'm glad Amon's internet stayed on.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Like, it was like my internet was really being so shady. It was like, I don't know what the hell with this. And all of a sudden, we start talking. It's fine.
Oh, we pulled it together. Whatever. We're no Fauci. Yeah.
All right. So make sure you follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taren. Matt, where can people find you?
At Matt Ligori.
And Amon?
At Amon Adwin.
There you go. We'll see you next time.
Bye.